Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Urban Meyer stuff, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. You said it's time for him to go. After this season, he should be fired. And Rob, a story came out today that if true, and I'm calling on the Jacksonville Jaguars to investigate it. If true, he got to go. If true. Now, the story, here's the headline in the Tampa Bay Tribune. Former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau says he was, I'm sorry, the Tampa Bay Times. Former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau says he was kicked by Urban Meyer during warmups. Kicked. Now, the way that Lambeau's a former, player, kicker for the Jaguars. And the way he tells the story, he had struggled in the preseason and Meyer went up to him while he was, I guess, stretching. He was in a lunge position.
And said, let me show you how to make field goals.
Well, he said what Meyer said to him was, are you going to stop effing? I don't have the quote in front of me, but are you going to stop effing? Are you going to start making effing kicks or something to that effect? We got to call it up. Rob G,
let's get the quote.
I don't want to mess around with this. But anyway, Rob G will get the quote. But what he then here, Rob G, give us the exact quote.
Exact quote, according to Josh Lambeau to the Tampa Bay Times. He said, I'm in a lunge position, leg forward, right, left leg back. Urban Meyer walks up to me and says, hey, dip blank. make your effing kicks, and he kicks me in the leg.
Now, he said it wasn't, you know, look, I mean, you, some people might say, just don't touch a player. You know, a love tap, a little joking, hey, man, come on, you got to start making these kicks or something. It wasn't that, because Lambo described it, Rob G.
Yeah, tell he said that it definitely wasn't a love tap, but he didn't definitely kick him as hard as he could. And then he continued later on. He said, for a second, I couldn't believe it actually happened. And part of my vulgarity, I said, don't you ever effing kick me again. His response was, I'm the head ball coach. I'll kick you whenever the F I want to.
See?
Now, Lambo said it, Rob. Lambo called it a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Meaning, yeah, he didn't kick me as hard as he could, but it wasn't like a little joke. You know what I mean? He said other players were there and saw it. And he said the next morning, now Lambo, because I read the whole story, Lambo is saying that he talked to some other people on the coaching staff about the way Meyer was coaching him and he didn't like it. So the next morning, Lambo's in line getting, you know, the nutritional line, getting a smoothie. He says Urban Meyer goes up to him privately, one-on-one, and is like, he said, he's kind of like understanding, like, all right, I get it. You don't like me doing this or that. But then he says, if you ever talk to me like that again, Rob G, maybe you can find that exact quote. But he rips Lambo for like talking to him the way he did after he kicked him. Like saying, don't ever
right, don't ever effing kick me again. Right, right.
He said, if you got a problem with that, then you come to me privately and say you don't like being kicked. And I'm like, hold on. First of all, let me go here.
Right. That sounds ludicrous.
You can go.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this number one is an extension and gone overboard of what we talked about yesterday of Urban Meyer thinking he's still at Ohio State. Not that this would be fine at Ohio State, but obviously at lower levels, the coach, the head ball coach, as he calls himself, can do whatever the heck he wants. Right. But in a lot, he shouldn't be able to, but in a lot of cases he gets to. But Rob, these are grown men. All right. My thing is, if you want to kick Josh Lambo like that, then Josh Lambo has every right to get up and punch you in the face or get up and defend himself. And let's take it to the, what if Josh Lambo, as one grown man to another, gets up and defends himself and beats the snot out of Urban Meyer in front of the whole team? You think he's going to be able to coach?
Right.
You think he's going to still have the respect and the authority necessary to coach? You can't treat, you shouldn't treat any of the players like this. But grown men, he doesn't, this is emblematic, if true, emblematic of Urban Meyer not understanding you are dealing with grown men now. And you can't just do whatever the heck you want to him. And to tell him, come to me privately. You didn't kick me in private. You kicked me in front of everybody. So don't expect the solution to be done in private either. So, Rob, if this is true, and I think the Jacksonville Jaguars should launch an investigation, as you said yesterday, you can already point to many reasons that you could argue he should be fired. Who was it on our show yesterday? I don't know if it's Ephraim Salam. Somebody was saying they thought him staying in Ohio could be a fireable offense with cause. No. Meaning you might be able to get out of contract. This could be a fireable offense with cause, meaning they might be able to get out of contract. And Rob, this is just, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you can't do that stuff to a grown man.
Well, this is what I was saying yesterday, Chris. It's a laundry list of things that he's done already that I think they could get cause. And, of course, there would be some sort of buyout number, but it wouldn't be the full boatload of money that they owe him. But I think if you're Khan, the owner, you got to go, dude, this is just a disaster. Look at all this stuff.
It's just one embarrassment after the other.
Right, it's one thing after another. Like, I just, you would think he would come in knowing the history that a lot of college coaches haven't succeeded, try to do stuff differently, understand, you know. I just remember even Chris with the strength and conditioning coach from Iowa. Like, he really thought, like, no, I'm the coach. I'm hiring this dude. That the players were going to stand for it. Like, this guy had, like, a muddied past with racial stuff in a league that's 75% black.
It was just happening.
Right.
Wasn't like it was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even
right,
5 years
and he cleansed
ago.
Himself or
the Iowa
redeemed
player
himself.
Said it right away.
Right.
It was a year before he was hired that they were, you know, telling their stories.
This is what I'm saying. And he still, like didn't care what people would think. I'm the coach. I get to hire everybody. When he calls his staff losers, Chris, he hired every single – that's his staff. He hired those guys. They got to prove to him that he's not a loser. Come on. I saw the best nickname for him, Urban Liar. I mean, it's just time. It's time.
It just
didn't work.
You know I'm an old school guy. I don't mind hard coaching. And I think it was Rod Woodson that said it could be a fire.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It was. It was Rod.
I don't mind hard coaching at all. Him kicking the player, I can't recall. Did I ever see a player kicked or – I'm just talking about playing through high school football or college basketball, like grabbed by the face mask and dragged to a different position on the field or something. Probably – yeah, I think I probably did. And I think you think nothing of it when you're coming up and that's just how things are. But we're in a different day and age, one. But two, I wasn't – these are grown men. And like I said, if Josh Lambeau, Rob, I think he would have been fully within his rights to get up and smack Urban Meyer.
Once somebody, Chris, and you know this, like the foot two is very disrespectful. Like just somebody kicking you or stomping you or putting their foot on you. Do you know, like you're beneath me is really the connotation for a foot kind of deal. Like you get stomped. So I'm not saying he stomped him, but I'm just saying this is unbecoming of a National Football League head coach. And I don't know what Khan will – I think because Khan won't strictly endorse him, Chris, and say he's coming back and we're going to work through this and saying I want to make the right decision, I do believe they're going to pull a plug on Urban Meyer.
They need to do an investigation, Rob, because, you know, Urban Meyer deserves his – day in court, if you will.
No doubt.
Do an investigation. If this proves to be true,
but here's the other part.
Anyway, let's keep it real. And for all we know, we don't know this, but there are signs, Rob, that Trevor Lawrence, your future, might be a little bit tired of Urban Meyer.
No, it sounds
right?
like
I don't
that.
Know, but, you know, he stuck up for James Robinson, not Urban Meyer.
This is the part that I like. Is that the kicker's name is to the story. He's being quoted. This ain't like, oh, you know, he kicked somebody in training camp and some anonymous source. This is a guy who's on the record saying this is what happened to me. I'm not saying that people don't lie, but that's highly credible.
No, you're right. You put his name on it. Absolutely. Right. And he said other people saw it. So it shouldn't be that difficult of an investigation.
Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
There's huge news concerning HBCUs today, Rob. As we said, it's National Signing Day.
Right.
And in an absolute shocker is the only way to put it. Travis Hunter, who's the number two ranked recruit in the entire country, Rob, is a defensive back, 6'1", 165 pounds. He had committed to Florida State. He decides, instead of going to Florida State, that he's going to go to Jackson State, which, Rob, is FCS. That's Division I AA for the old school
right.
Cats.
Yep.
Right? That's not the highest division. But he's going to go there to play for probably the greatest cornerback ever, Deion Sanders. And obviously, Deion could say, my man, if you, ain't nobody going to teach you this position better than me. And he's right. Absolutely right.
I played it. I made it to the Hall of Fame, all the whole nine yards. Right.
Yep. And so, and they're also Rob G. Get on here. Rob G, give us, because name, image, likeness, the new laws, Rob, may have had something to do with this. Rob G, give us the update on the name, image, likeness and how that may have had something to do with this.
Well, as you guys know, Deion Sanders is the coach at Jackson State, and he does host a podcast still with Barstool Sports. And according to multiple outlets, part of the reason why Hunter went to Jackson State is because Barstool Sports and their parent company, Penn National Gaming, gave him a name, image, likeness deal worth upwards of $2 million.
Woo! I'm happy for old boy. I don't know what his, you know, financial situation was like, but whatever it was like, Rob, $2 million will help. I don't care if dude is upper class, filthy rich. Another $2 million.
That's $2 million, no matter what, right? Yeah, that's even before you know for sure you're even going to the NFL. You don't even know, Chris.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's no guarantee. There's a lot of great kids who come out of high school who go to college football and don't make it.
Absolutely. Like,
that's just fact.
Basketball, football, whatever it may be. But Rob, beyond the money, first of all, this is where the name, image, likeness And obviously, Deion Sanders is in a unique position working for Barstool, being a legendary football player himself. But, Rob, name, image, likeness, in this case, even the playing field. Let's just keep it real. It evened the playing field. Right, and I'm not mad at Travis Hunter if, because maybe it wouldn't have mattered. I'm not mad at him, Rob, if he would not have gotten that $2 million if he had still gone to Florida State. Because we all need money to, you know, function in this world. So I'm not mad at the kid at all. But I am proud of him always, for picking an HBCU.
Me, I am too. I mean, what a great we've always said this. Scouts go where the talent is. Like, yep. If you're talented, it doesn't matter what school. A lot of great players. We always talk about Jerry Rice went to an HBCU,
yep.
Chris, right?
Arguably the greatest player ever.
Exactly. And so if you're talented, it doesn't matter.
Walter Payton.
Right.
I know that was years ago, but still.
Right. T.O., right?
Yep, scouts, T.O., great point.
Yep.
Yep.
Scouts
yep.
will find you if you're talented. And I'm not mad either if Barstool was involved, Chris, only from this standpoint. For years before, the boosters used to give the
Thank
kids
you.
Money anyway.
Thank
I mean, come on. I remember.
And even now. Even now,
no, I mean, know. Under
Nick Saban's got his hookups, right?
But I remember Chris Mullin, when he was playing basketball at St. John's, had a no-show job at a dealership on Staten Island or somewhere, you know, that was funding St. John's players.
Yep.
And he didn't go to the job, but they paid him every week. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there were no-show jobs and all kinds of stuff where people were getting money and getting loot. So this is not new at all. This is just, it's out in the open now, Chris.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by it's not new. But kids getting money to go to these schools and go places. And now, if it makes it an equalizer and they're now willing to go to a school, an HBCU, that's tremendous.
Absolutely. Tremendous. And Rob, I've always said this, and I think you have as well. HBCUs are sleeping giants. And I mean mainly the athletic programs. And let me explain that. And I'm not saying every black athlete who's awesome has to go to an HBCU. Rob, you and I didn't go to HBCUs. All right, so my wife didn't go to an HBCU. My daughters didn't go to HBCUs. Now, a ton of my family did. My parents did. My uncles, all my uncles and aunts, my brother. You know, I had a lot of family that went to HBCUs.
Right.
And cousins and all that. But they are a sleeping giant in this regard. Can you imagine if half of the great black athletes, football and basketball, went to HBCUs?
Right.
Those programs would be national powers.
Right. And they would have
there
the money.
There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And they would have the TV money,
yes.
Chris, because the networks would...
Yeah, we're not in the days
the
of segregation anymore. Absolutely.
Right.
If Howard's got the fifth-ranked basketball team in the country, guess what?
They're
Howard's
putting those
playing
games
on national television.
Absolutely. It's just
Morehouse,
that
Morehouse, Xavier, Spelman, whatever. Not Spelman. Spelman's all girls. But,
right.
You know, for women, maybe they get on. But, yes, you're getting on. You're in March Madness. You're in the bowl games. And you're that money, and this is what is really would excite me. Yeah, the money could help the programs. You build better facilities, you know, basketball, football, and all that. But, Rob, the money could also, as it is used sometimes at these other schools, it could go to strengthen the entire school, the academic programs, the buildings, you know, all of that stuff, the facilities beyond sports. And then you're talking about lifting the entire level of the HBCU, not only athletically, but academically, because, look, we know it's about money. And the more money you have, the better, the more resources you can put into your school. And in the black community, Rob, we need institutions. In addition to a lot of other things we need and we need to fight for, we need strong institutions. And the more we could strengthen the HBCUs, the better off and stronger we'd be as a people, and that would make our country stronger.
Right. It's a trickle-down effect. And 100%,
absolutely.
I've always said this, and I'm not knocking people who give back to their black athletes who give to their alma mater. but don't go making it to the pros and giving millions of dollars to Michigan or Michigan State or USC or Notre Dame is ludicrous.
I'm with you, right?
Even if you graduated from those schools are set. They have endowments, Chris. They're making money off of interest.
You're $2 million.
Right. I'm sorry.
USC. Come on, man.
Right. They got endowments that are just eye-popping of the money that they rake in. And a school, an HBCU, could easily needs that kind of endowments and whatnot. I know Spike Lee down in Atlanta. I think he's a part of Morehouse, Chris.
He went to Morehouse.
He's funded the journalism program, the sports journalism program at Morehouse. It's tremendous. His own money and his friends and his people who have donated to help train, you know, young black men in the sports journalism field at his alma mater.
Yep.
It's outstanding.
Rob, Harvard University has the biggest endowment in the country. It's over 40 billion.
But would it be? Let people know that.
40 billion. Okay. USC, their endowment is 5.9. At least that's what it was in 2020. Let's say 6 billion. $6 billion. Do you know what the endowment is for all 100 plus, I think it's about 104, 107 HBCUs in the entire country.
Is it $1 billion, 1 billion?
It's between 2 and 3 billion.
Okay.
For and all that's for 100 schools, plus right. together. So, and like you said, if you went to Texas or you went to USC or Ohio Michigan. State or something and you want to give them some money, fine. But also, I would say give to an HBCU.
Right.
And look, and Rob, I've heard horror stories. Because a lot of times HBCUs, sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul. Somebody gave you money for this sport or something, but you've got deficiencies in other areas, so they've used it for that as well. Earmark it.
Right.
Right? If you
can't
want
be
that,
spent on
that $2 million,
else. Right.
right. Got to go to the basketball program. Got to go to the football program or something. And I say this, Rob. My family's got an endowment at Xavier University in New Orleans, which is an HBCU. Mm-hmm. My parents, and that's where so much of my family went. And I give to that
right
more than I give to my alma mater, Oberlin College in Ohio.
Oberlin College is a they have money there. I'm not saying I haven't given them anything.
Right. Oberlin was the first college in the country, Rob, to admit African Americans on a like. We admit people regardless of their race. That's their policy.
That's unbelievable.
They were the first school.
Wow.
Yep. They were first to have women. They sent Moses Fleetwood, Matt. You probably heard of Moses Fleetwood Walker, I think his name.
Uh-huh.
First black baseball player. He went to Oberlin.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's a rich history. And like I said, I've given there and given back in many ways. But I give to this HBCU, too, because we as African Americans, man, we got to support our own. And I would love it, Rob, if these athletes – I remember Dr. Dre, God bless him. He gave $35 million to USC with Jimmy Iovine. Remember that? They both contributed $70 million to start a music program. What do you think – so let's say he gave $35 million of it. That's nice. What do you think some of these HBCUs could have done with $35 million?
Right. No, there's no doubt about it. And again, you just pointed out how much USC already has. And that's not that it's not going to help some students at USC, but I don't think they need it as much. And you know I teach there, and it's a great school, Chris. And even stuff that I've done, like I'm hoping – I've been in contact with my school to start a a kind of a Rob Parker scholarship or – for journalism students,
right.
But I'm also going to do one at Southern Connecticut, but also one at a HBCU where I didn't go.
Right.
So I'm gonna have two. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I want to start two, one at my school and one at a HBCU. So that's what I've been working on to try to make happen for next year.
That's great.
So it is possible that you could help where you went, but also earmark money for HBCUs. And this is great to see. I love that Deion Sanders is doing this. he has the ear and partnership with Barstool, which is fine. Right. And then did you see, I had a quote here Rob G sent me, and this is what Jumbo Fisher on the Feinbaum show, and he's laughing as he's saying this. And Chris, here's the quote. There's a lot of the NIL deals going on before all this was going on. They just weren't legal. Nobody knew nobody. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, this is what I said. This is not new. This is not new.
Absolutely. And so this is great and good for Deion Sanders. And I'm going to be pulling for that kid to get to the NFL and be terrific. And he said, Rob, he wanted to start a trend. And hopefully he does start a trend. And, Rob, we complain a lot about the need for more black college coaches in NCAA football, right? Well, this is a way to get it done.
We've already said
your
that.
Your power
players
is in the athletic. Right. I mean, if brothers start going to these HBCUs because I want to play for Deion Sanders or I want to play for so-and-so,
I want to play for Hugh Jackson.
More black,
right.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to start seeing more black coaches at these big, predominantly white institutions. So use your power.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Let's move, Rob, because I know we want to get here, to a guy that certainly does have that killer instinct and pushing to be the best player he can be, and that's Steph Curry. And last night, he broke Ray Allen's record, we all know, for career three-pointers made. No surprise there. Rob, I thought it was overdone. It was almost like, they treated it like he broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record. I could see even the assist record by John Stockton, which is so far out there that I don't know if anybody will ever break that. But that deserving this type of thing. To me, this record is kind of like the Steals record. Like, it's nice. It's great.
Right.
But you know, it was overdone. But here's what I think, Rob. I think it was overdone, and we don't have to get into our debate that we always have, but I think it was overdone because many people, I would say most, you had Reggie Miller there last night, who's arguably the best shooter ever. He says it's Steph. I think, Rob, it was overdone because I think people viewed it as like an official acknowledgement that this is the best shooter ever. And then I think the second reason was because it was like an official acknowledgement of how much he changed the game. And again, we don't want to debate now whether he's the best shooter ever, but I think that's why it was overdone. Because, Rob, we've rarely seen moments like that get done up this big. When it's one thing when LeBron, if he breaks Kareem's record, you know what I'm saying? But this is, it's not.
What you're saying on your point. I think it was a couple things. A lot
don't
of people,
say because he's light skinned.
No, a lot of people like Steph. A lot of people like Steph, and that's what we do now. Like the broadcast, they want to. Everything's a big deal, Chris. Everything. If it's going to be televised,
look at Tom Brady's records this year. Wasn't a big deal.
I guess. But I'm saying,
they didn't stop the game. What I'm talking about, right?
No, I know. Right. But I think, I knew this was going to happen when they made the big deal when he was 16 shots away. You remember?
Well, I agree with that. You could see it coming, yes.
I was like, what? They're talking about that like it's going to happen in tonight's game? I was just like, he's never made 16 threes, Chris.
Right, no
like,
one
that has. That was like crazy.
Well, Mark Jackson had an interesting comment a month ago, and Mark Jackson, of course, coached Steph, and I do think Rob
and gave him the green light.
Right, I think he had a lot to do with Steph and Clay becoming what I think is the greatest backcourt ever, because he showed so much confidence in both of those guys who really weren't very highly touted, coming into the league. They were lottery picks, but nobody expected something like this. But here's what he said about Steph about a month ago.
Because I said, Steph Curry's ruined the game.
Yeah.
People thought I was taking a shot at Steph Curry. Right. And I'm glad I had a chance to, explain it to him because I'm foolish enough to believe, well, everybody will get what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Basically, what you just said was a remixed version of it.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm going to youth games. My kids was younger. I'm going there at games and kids are jacking up shots like they Steph Curry out of those are horrible shots.
Right.
and the first thing they do to they come off the bench and they shooting shots. And instead of making a move going to the cup, they're shooting heaves from half court. I'm like, this is awful basketball. This guy has a gift and he has the ability to make that shot.
Right.
That's like me. I'd be ruining the game if I go and take that shot.
Right.
I'm not Steph Curry.
Right.
And I should not try to be Steph Curry. I should try to be the best player that I could possibly be. And people were thinking it because he made it look so easy that they could do it. They lied to themselves.
That makes sense. Right. What are your thoughts on that?
I've said that. I think Steph has ruined the game from that standpoint that everybody wants to shoot threes. And that's the part of the game that, yes, when you talk about him changing it, even though, Chris, that's European basketball too. That was a lot of the guys, the big guys, Darko and those people out there,
right?
Who, you know, who played Dirk. Basketball. Yes, they all did that, Chris. You know what I mean? Like that's a part of European basketball. Even seven-footers are out on a perimeter. Larry Brown hated it when Darko was, you know what I mean?
Like, well, Rob, quickly, I don't want to stop your train of thought, but remember when we started getting beat in international competition in the early 2000s? It was because Lithuania and Yugoslavia, Croatia, all these places, they were shooting threes.
Right.
And they knew they couldn't compete with us athletically or, you know, just in many other elements. Right. But if they're getting three and we're getting two, then they're going to have a shot. And that's what was happening.
Yeah. No. That's definite. And Mark Jackson's point is spot on. And it's not a rip job, but it's just like it made everybody believe that they could do it too. And we've seen everybody's not a great three-point shooter. And sometimes you need to go like, no, that's take a step or two in, Chris, and make a shot. Can you do that?
Here's my only pushback, because I agree with Mark's sentiment and I agree with yours. But it does, and Mark acknowledged it, Rob, it sounds like a rip job. And you can say it in a way where it's not Steph Curry ruined the game of basketball. It's, look, these kids are trying to follow in Steph Curry's footsteps, and they're not him. Because, Rob, you know this. People said the same thing about Michael Jordan. Not with the three, but that, oh, everybody wants to play ISO now. Everybody wants to go one-on-one and be athletic and, you know, fly through the air. And that was true. And people were saying that ruined the game, right? Too much ISO ball. When you have great players, like once in a generation type talents, it's inevitable. They can do things that not only the rest of us can't do, but that the rest of the great world-class athletes in their sport can't do. And Ali, Muhammad Ali, Rob, arguably the greatest fighter ever, right? A lot of his fundamentals were poor. Right, he moved his, pulled his head back when they took a punch at him.
You're not supposed to do that. He kept his hands down when he was fighting.
Right, he kept his hands down. He didn't really go to the body. Like, all of that was bad fundamentals, but he could do it because he was so athletic and skilled and gifted. But if you go out there, other fighters try to keep their hands down, they get knocked out.
They'll get knocked out. Right? I used to be amazed by that. Like, he didn't protect his face or keep his...
It was, and Rob, like, so that's my point is that guy, even with LeBron came into the league, he was ball dominant, he was the system. And now if you go watch AAU, you see a lot of guys at high school level, AAU, whatever, they're ball dominant. You know, they're the system. And so it's not LeBron's fault, it's not Jordan's fault, it's not Ali's fault, it's not Steph's fault. It's actually the fault of, I don't even know if it's if it's avoidable, right? Like, can you blame young kids for wanting to play like their idols? Right, now, but if coaches got to be able to coach them right.
Yeah, but that's the issue, and I agree with you, but I've been at some youth games, and I'm like Mark. I told you I went to LaMelo Ball's game, Chris, like a game here, and him and his brother –
they cherry picked, didn't they?
They cherry picked. They threw up. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that was a high school team. The coach, like LaMelo was at half court. He would just stand there, like the other guys are playing on defense. They would get the rebound, chuck it up to him, and he would step over half court and just shoot it.
It's amazing how he's become such a really good player.
Right. He was so undisciplined and didn't play basketball. It was amazing. And I just shook my head at it. But it goes on. It goes on, and the coaches can't do anything. If you remember, they got rid of that coach, even though he let LaMelo and them do whatever they wanted. And they still weren't happy with it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life?
did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.